face you're feeling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. In the dark we followed. Look at the leaders we followed.
So this is a selfish question, but then it also affects everybody, so it's important. And I was going to ask him this last time he was on, but General Flynn was on 6 months ago, and I got it from other people in the White House. They had the NSA, and they had Democrats, they're being investigated, openly on a phone talking about using Ukrainians to kill people and also using drug cartels to do it and saying that they'd put a hit out. And they were, I think it was a threat or a message, the fact that they did it over phone lines. These were prominent people. I wasn't told who, but this is from the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and also learned it from the White House. But it was hits on Trump's family, huge amount of money. I'm on the list. Flynn's on the list. A little over 100 people. I'm officially on the Ukrainian list. And then some other stuff happened. I'll leave it at that. But we did track the swatting and stuff back to Ukraine. The SWAT team's being sent. Oh, you know, Alex is at his house. He's killed his family. And here come the police. Happened to a bunch of our crew, not just the ones you heard about. So dealing with that, they murdered your daughter right in front of you. They were going to bomb you. I'm sorry to have to bring that up, but this is very serious. But it shows the psychotic nature of what the deep state's willing to do, using Ukraine as the proxy. What is your advice on that, Alexander Dugin?
So I think that we should stay strong defending our ideas. My daughter was killed not by accident. My daughter, Daria, my dear daughter, my dear child, was killed for her and my ideas, for my vision of the future world, for traditional values, for the defense of the Christ against precisely this satanic power in the world that attacks not only us Russians, not only my family, not only myself, but it attacks you. It attacks President Trump, that attacks MAGA. It is the real evil, the evil that maybe it is necessary for the world history, for the human history, but maybe it is necessary. I don't know. I could not judge. But our duty, our mission, it is to fight against that, to stay strong, to defend Christ, to defend tradition, to defend family, to defend the state.
Your daughter was a prominent journalist, and she was targeted along with you. So that's my point: is it shows how far they'll go. I'm concerned as Trump begins to pull out that they're going to stage false flags or more of this. What is your advice on that?
So I think that we should defend our leaders first. So we should defend Putin. We should defend Trump. The real hero should sacrifice his or her life for the good of the community, of the state. So we should fight against them. We should understand exactly what they are, where they hide. And we should understand that Ukraine now, it is not just some independent nation fighting against Russian imperialism. It is just the tool of the terrorism of the globalists.
Well, that was my point, is we know the Democrats, this was picked up in communiques, are trying to direct Ukrainians against me. So, I mean, they killed Gonzalo Lira, American journalist. That is my point exactly, is this is a tool of the deep state.
Exactly. So, but we need not to revenge. We shouldn't reduce our energy to revenge for the tooth. It is not our Christian ethics. It is not our Christian moral. We need to win them. We need to have the victory, and the costs are not so important as the victory is important.
And we
need
to defend
President Trump.
And I wait, when this war is over, I'm going to come visit you. I really want to shake your hand. Alexander Dugin, thank you so much. Your daughter's very proud of you. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
One hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and, like, sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I
love it
because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants, just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light, and they've got their illuminators on, and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. I've got so much news to hit. I got a huge guest coming to the studio in about 25 minutes with the latest globalist operations and their plan to literally have state-sponsored, not just euthanasia, but where the government kills you and calls it euthanasia. That's coming up. Don't forget, we're supported by you. You keep us on the air. The fights continue in court. They now say they're going to have an auction next month. We hope it's a real auction. Good guys can buy InfoWars, and we just continue on. See my methylene blue stained hands? We're just having some. Sorry. But we got to have funds to continue on with the payroll and all the rest of it, or we'll shut down by the sheer weight of that. And don't worry, there's no extra money here, so it's not going to the Democrat goofballs and all their suits. And we got civil rights suits, and they're under criminal investigation, and they're in a lot of trouble. As long as we keep fighting, they're going to lose. But I need your support. So two things. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, which, again, I don't own, so if we shut down, it funds the Alex Jones Network. But right now, it's funding InfoWars and everything we're doing. And get your Christmas gifts there. The ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the turmeric. These are all the very best supplements out there. We have the very best quality type creatine with the gummies and the powder. A lot of this stuff is just basic staples, but the best. Some of it's very proprietary. We have the best ultramethylene blue, 40% off on all the supplements and all the apparel. And there's almost no profit in the apparel at that price. I mean, that is a hell of a deal. And it is an adventure to wear a Patriot 1776 shirt, you name it. Over 700 designs, ball caps, T-shirts, you name it. Thank you for your support. The 12 Days of Christmas ends Sunday night at midnight, the 40% off store-wide. There's a bunch of other sales as well. Thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, we have InfoWarsStore.com. And that's funding InfoWars. And we've had somewhat of a shortfall. It's not too big. And I have to, with the receiver, get permission, basically, for anything we do. So they won't buy a bunch of new product, even though the company's profitable if we had that. But, oh, if we can print a poster, you know, because, hey, we have to stay on air or you won't be able to have your auction. That destroys the value. And so far, they're not acting corrupt. So we'll see. And they say, okay, you can do this poster idea. Well, look at this poster. We'll do a wide shot for you. Rob Dew came up with that one. That's a real screenshot of me in the studio 6 months ago or so. And it says, I have only begun to fight John Paul Jones. Under it, it's got my signature, InfoWars 1997 to 2026, and my signature. And I'm going to hand sign some of these. You can get signed or unsigned. And then I didn't design that one. I designed these Crusader, the Awakening of the West 2.0, one that's defend the West with a Crusader King with a big cross raised over his head. Defend the West. The other says, make no peace with evil. They're all limited edition, and it funds the operation. So you get them signed or unsigned, and it's a fundraiser, so we get real funds in on these. But it comes as a nice poster, a nice tube, and everything. Look how good it looks framed. I'm not big on selling images of myself, but I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's actually, you know, we're fighting hard. It's a fun poster. I would hang that up if I wasn't Alex Jones. I always tell the crews we get mailed all these fan posters and stuff of me, and I'm like, oh, there's too many pictures of me on the wall. Stop this. It's disconcerting. That I'm going to hang up in the new studios. Hell, I may like get it huge on the wall, like it blown up or something. I like it because it means, hey, we're taking action. We're not backing down. So get your limited edition posters right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for your support. All right, he's very busy because in his 25 years of being a gold and silver broker, because of the best prices and best service and everything, he's number one in the last 6-7 years. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. I didn't have him as a sponsor until 2 years ago because I didn't have gold and silver sponsors. Yeah, it's good as a backup then, good as a hedge against, you know, problems, but I said get out of gold 14 and silver 14 years ago. At the top, I was right because that was all speculative. This is not speculative because of the industry, how it's needed, the inflationary things, all the things that go into it. That's how when I said 2 years ago, all right, now's the time to get into gold and silver. This is the best guy, the highest ratings. That's why he's the most successful. You need to get on board with this. And this is a pitch up front, but I really want to get him on to update. A month ago, he said, look, silver and gold may do little, you know, dips here, profit taking and things, but if you look at the graph, it's going straight up with the fundamentals. Well, a month ago, it went down a little. People said, oh, look, it's going down now. He said, no, watch. I think it's going to hit, you know, 65 or so by the end of the year. He nailed it. We played the clip yesterday from him a few months ago. And now here we are down, went down a few bucks yesterday on profit taking and things. That's normal. Use that as an opportunity to get in on it. But let's move quick because you got to leave in 14 minutes and our next guest is coming in. You sent me a lot of exhibits here and a video. What's happening now? What's the latest developments as you've learned more? Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you again. You know, yesterday silver was over $64. Today it's close to $62. So a little bit of profit taking. use this as an opportunity to allocate more at slightly less, right? And I say slightly less because 2 months ago, when we were talking, it's like, yeah, silver's going to hit 65 to 70 by the end of the year. It was in the 40s, right? And so it's like, okay, this is like literally amazing. But, you know, when we talked yesterday, it was just yesterday. It was the day after the FOMC meeting where they lowered interest rates a quarter of a point, right? So that's very bullish for gold and silver. Whenever you lower yields and you've got people that are on fixed income, right? And they say, what? Our income stream is coming down. We've got to find something else that's doing better. This is simply the reason why gold and silver do great in declining interest rate environments, right? So, but there was something bigger in that statement that, you know, I was looking at CNBC and they said, oh, there's five big takeaways and five important points from this meeting. No, there was two and a half. Number one, they lowered interest rates a quarter of a point. The bigger issue was they said they were going to start repurchasing bonds again. They were going to start the repurchasing of bonds program. Well, this to me is the biggest of the news. I don't care about the quarter point rate reduction. When they suspended buying treasuries for like a long time and now they're starting up again, this is quantitative easing. When you lower rates and Jerome Powell puts his house slippers on, and he tiptoes over to the printing press and he says, hey, we're going to buy the bonds that the rest of the world doesn't want.
Yeah, so that signals more inflation. And so bottom line, that means gold and silver go up. And you sent me a couple of videos. But I mean, look, it's baked in, folks. The only question is how high does it go? You sent me one of Jerome Powell. You also sent me one of Paul Tudor. Which one do you want to play first?
Let's do the Paul Tudor Jones one. Even though that's from October, what he said is happening right now, and I want to address that.
All right, go ahead and roll it.
I see it now. Again, think of this. We have $370 trillion worth of global financial assets. $370 trillion. So when you come to a market like gold, which is $12 trillion, silver, which is, a fraction of that, Bitcoin, crypto, which is say 2 to 3 trillion, it doesn't take very much. Then you start thinking about the copper markets and some of the other rare earth minerals, and you think about just individual commodities. Good gosh, the ability to elevate those prices because we have so much, again, money and financial assets, it just takes a small tweak to really begin to create a rise in the price level. And I think we'll see that, assuming that we have a new Fed chair who's going to take the funds rate down to 2.5%. And I think the White House is thinking they'd like to see the funds rate at 2.25 to 2.5.
Now let's talk about what this means. This is so huge, and it's happening. It's a market fundamental. It's not like you hold somebody underwater for 10 minutes, you know, they drown. I mean, you cut somebody's head off, they die. This is how it works. So the only question is how high? Bottom line, everything's in derivatives and scams and frauds, but Bill Gates and all the elites are buying up rare earth minerals, land, and all the rest. It's the same thing. It's going to swing way back towards real, tangible things, and the king daddy of that is silver, gold secondary, correct?
Exactly, because silver has two layers of demand, like we've talked about numerous times. It's the flight for quality as interest rates come down. All of a sudden, people who need income, bonds don't look as attractive, right? Because they need income. So they look for something that's growing. So what's growing, right? With the Japanese bond market crisis that we're seeing right now and the global liquidity shutting down, I see a big correction in the stock market, Alex, like big. So, and people are feeling that, right? They're just feeling that. So what do? They look for tangible assets, something that's real. This is why silver's up 117% year to date and why gold's up over 60% year to date. It's because of things like that, right? So,
and by the way, we've warned people that these are market fundamentals and it's the closest thing to a sure thing. And people know I don't just say stuff. I'm all about being right, and I'm very right. This was easy to do of all the things I predict. So how are people feeling that didn't listen to us and now still think it's too high, so they want to wait? That, to me, that is the most insane thing. If people listened to you a year ago, they're up 117, 118%. This is doubling what Bitcoin's done, even when it's performing well.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, if they had 100 grand, they would have 200 grand. If they had 10,000, they'd have 20,000. If they had a million, they'd have 2 million. That is substantial life-changing growth. People that are calling me right now, Alex, are bummed. Like, they are so sad. It's like, I wish I would have listened to you and Alex. I just wish I would have done, but my advisor told me otherwise and blah, 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 right? I hear the story every single day. Every single day, dozens of times. But the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, they shouldn't feel bad because I, with total certainty that I'm giving the best advice. I mean, I think we've just seen the beginning, right?
Just the beginning. So you look at what Paul Tudor Jones said. The reason I wanted to play that, even though that was recorded in October, is because he's showing the relative size of the markets, right? Gold is big. Silver is very small. It doesn't take too much activity to actually really grow the price substantially, right? Because when something's a small market and now all eyes on the world are on silver and on gold because of everything that's happening, it doesn't take an awful lot of excess demand to create the price.
Sure, but I'm going beyond that. Once people figure that out, everything tangible is going to be more valuable.
Everything, like literally everything. And when Jerome Powell decided, I'm putting my house slippers on, I'm going to walk over to the printing press and press the red button, start buying bonds. The day after, so yesterday, it started, Alex. It literally started. They bought $40 billion. I sent you this article. You know, it was like number six on our
list. Now,
you said
this a year ago. You said as soon as they start the interest rates, which has happened anyways, because we either have expansionary inflation where people get paid more and more goods and services, or stagflation, which is horrible. This is the only path Trump has, so we know his policies, we know what it's going to do, and here we are. It's not, I mean, it's like, folks, it's not hard. It's like, it's like you look on the internet, you go to American Airlines, you book the flight, you go get on, you go there. I mean, this is where the train's going. That's what's so frustrating about this. It's like, this is so, with market fundamentals, I've never seen such a sure thing.
I haven't either. When you think of the three options that the Fed has to grow the economy or to generate revenue, let's just say generate revenue. The biggest one is increase taxes. You can't increase taxes right now because people are living at the margin.
You can only increase taxes in a boom. We're not there. We're in a recession.
We're in a recession. So you increase taxes now when people are living at the margin, people are going to spend less. Increasing taxes will actually decrease.
Here's an example. You got a four-wheeler. You're already having a gas problem in your gas line. You don't pull the choke. You don't turn gas off when you need gas.
Well, exactly right. So then what is the other option for them, Alex? The other option is, okay, we can't increase taxes because we know that's not going to work right now. So they go to the printing press, they print money. This is exactly what Jerome Powell just did by saying we are going to re-engage in the bond market, be the buyer of last resort of U.S. treasuries. When the rest of the world is de-dollarizing, getting rid of their treasuries, we're going to buy them because we need capital. They just raised $40 billion worth of capital in one day. This is inflationary, right? So when you go back to Paul Tudor Jones's comment from October, it's like, these are small markets. Are they really that small? So many people are getting into gold and silver.
No, we've always known for inflation. Tell them where even the government says gold and silver should be.
Well, the government does. So the Federal Reserve arbitrarily values gold at $42.02 an ounce at the Fed. It's like so stupid, right? So why not market to the market, which is over $4,000 an ounce, which is what they are going to do. We've already seen FOMC minutes.
Which
is
stupid.
They
do it to suppress real commodities to hide their inflation.
That's exactly right. When they have their value looking at, it's like, well, why would we want to actually have gold valued at what it's at? Because that's a slap in the face against the U.S. dollar.
But what have they been doing for decades while they suppress it? They've been greedily buying it as fast as they can.
Greedily. So why would they want to increase the value of gold now? It's like,
You know what Larry Fink's got buried under the mansion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they want to control the world, right? So, but you look at things like the Genius Act and the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve Bill, right? It's like, what are they going to do? If they revalue gold, these have to be tax neutral type things. You can't basically fund the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve via taxation. It has to be tax neutral. So how about you revalue gold? Now you use that $1 trillion to fund the strategic Bitcoin reserve. See, what they're doing is everything is systematically saying the Fed is irrelevant. The Fed is irrelevant, right?
And these aren't small Trump markets. Already, it has to be irrelevant, even if Trump wasn't a good guy, because the globalists are launching their global system. Trump wants it to be us. We have to launch a new system. The Fed is owned by the Europeans. Look at our war with the EU politically. So the decoupling's here. The only question is, what is the time frame? And then what does that do to gold and silver? And in closing, how does Trump sell the stock market plunge as a good correction? You already see with what's happening, housing prices for the first time in decades going down. You already see with the illegals being shipped out. I mean, we are seeing some inflationary slowing here.
Yeah. So here's where you use the stock market coming down to say, we have to lower interest rates, right? Lowering interest rates will basically have people's cost of debt service go down, so people will start spending more money, right? So there's a benefit to all this. But when that first video that we saw, it's like, these are small markets. Are they really? People are jumping into gold and silver like it's nobody's business. The second article I showed you was how silver is now two times silver. The smaller of the markets between gold and silver is two times the market cap of Bitcoin. Bitcoin. People are getting into silver because they see the massive growth that we're seeing. Cryptocurrencies are very volatile. Silver's up 117% year to date. It's more than, I mean, the growth that we've seen over the last few years is astronomical. Why? This is the paradigm shifting moment that we have talked about, Alex, for a year. People are losing confidence in the government. They're losing confidence in the banking system globally, not just here, globally. So people automatically flee for safety during this time. And this is where...
Well, I mean, let's go back a few years ago. I saw universities, governments, the Chinese, the Indians, Jamie Dimon hoarding silver. Now he's accelerated it. Folks, that isn't an indicator. That isn't a signal. That is a confirmation. Folks... Could go back to me 20 years ago promoting silver and gold. I wouldn't say it was a sure thing. I said you should have some of it as a backup, and I saw it going up, and I was right, but I said it was mainly speculative. This is not. I mean, I cannot believe. Well, the public will see. We'll be here at $100 silver in, you know, 6 months or whatever, and people will be like, oh, God, it's too high now. It's just crazy. They need to call you at 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold, so we get the support as a sponsor. Go to the /gold and do the phone call. They'll set up a free consultation. It's cut and dry. It's so easy. If you're going to get gold and silver, this is the place to do it. Kirk's right again. He says, I'll sell you gold all day, but silver is where to go. Once you hit that ratio, when it's gone up enough, then you use the silver in the province to get gold if that's what you want, because it's more portable. But this is a no-brainer. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. You don't just get the best deal, the best service, the best quality, and protect yourself and make huge profits, the best in the world. You also keep the show on the air, the perfect 360 win. The only way you don't win is not taking action. Because in this inflationary world, I don't even want to tell you where I really think gold and silver is going, okay? I mean, when I feel sure about something, I'm sure about it. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much, brother.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it is just like everyone listening needs to get silver, even if it's 10 coins. I mean, it is bonker town if you don't. It is. And you get it from this guy because you can look at what wholesale is every day, and that's what you're getting. I mean, it's just the sure thing of sure things. I mean, this is like, who do you trust? You can trust Kirk Hill, you can trust your mama. I mean, it's a good deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My pillow alone, just my pillow, not counting me, it cost them over $200 million directly related to Arctic frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our election. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents.
And that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far, and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys, just know, I am never stopping. I will never stop. My number one thing is we need to secure our election platform.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products. Almost all of it made in America. Your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt, which are amazing. Right. I've got some on my king bed. Talk about the incredible products you've got at MyPillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear. Right. We are only here still hanging on, but now people support at thealexjonesstore.com or at mypillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses. But we like being good people. That's what builds a society.
We're the tip of the spear. This is it. We only get one shot at this. And like I said, about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, would you, if you could turn back time here and go back, and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground. You know, look what they've destroyed, tried to destroy you. I said, I would never change a thing knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. For you go to mypillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents, you guys. You can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers. On the MyPillow Premiums, we've sold 85 million MyPillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium My Towels that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. It's you walk on them, and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome, this patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And as low as $29.98. And I'm going to show you one more. You guys go there, and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get basically five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece. Free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to mypillow.com/Alex, and it's a win-win-win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder, more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone, and I mean that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this. watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am? I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. Well, I've been following this lady for a few years, and I've tried to get her on. I fell through the cracks, but she was on my good friend Sean Johnson's podcast, and she came and worked out with us. I guess it was yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was like, man, we got to get you on the show because I know a lot of stuff. I mean, I read the news all day long. I'm up on things, and the Netherlands and Canada have been kind of the headquarters of euthanasia. I don't mean just you can go kill yourself if you want. The government will help you. I mean, they're saying they're taking children that are wards of the state and saying, well, we're your wards, so we're deciding to kill you. They're killing perfectly healthy people. And so they have this thing called MAID or MAIDS in Canada. But what you need to know is the U.S. is adopting this. So it's important to understand that everything you see in Canada, in Australia, in Germany, the U.K. is the same globalist plan for here. So 12 states are now adopting this, where they pressure you to kill yourself and cut off benefits if you don't. And we've shown you the newscast of the Netherlands where they have a Down syndrome man saying, you know, you cost three times more than other people. You need to die. You need to kill yourself. So this is the Bill Gates. Oh, if we kill an old lady and don't give her health care, we can hire 10 teachers, as if it's a zero-sum game. When all the real economic actuaries say, societies take care of their people and build those systems, actually have economies, and we take care of ourselves. And you get to the left saying, don't have kids, they're too expensive, but then they want to import the third world. And so this is really an anti-natalist, anti-human situation. I played the compilation a few days ago. Maybe I should dig it out and play it again. From the WEF, 10 times they say, yeah, we want less people, we want to replace humans. Robots are cheaper. They literally have to teach you to not care about your humanity. So we were going to focus mainly on Canada and all the stuff happening there, but then I knew some of this was happening in the U.S. She just updated me during that break. That's why we did a couple promos. She could brief me more on what's happening in the U.S. This is, as it always is, I used to get accused of being a fear porn dealer. Not anymore. It's like, we found out it's worse than you said. And people all the time email or text or go, you didn't cover this. And I'm like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew they were trying this crap. You just showed me some horrible information and just sent all these videos to the crew. So I spent days just absorbing this, but we're live. We're going there. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here. And it's great to have you. And it's Kelsey Sharon, how I pronounce your name?
Yes, sir.
I always get names wrong. I've been watching for years. Kelsey Sharon is a combat veteran, mental performance coach, and independent journalist. She's the host of Kelsey Sharon Perspective, best-selling author, and a leading voice in the movement opposing Canada's MAID expansion. She writes extensively for Substack about institutional failure, medical overreach, and the real human cost of state-sanctioned death. But I've seen the TV ads in Canada and the rest of it where it's like, it's beautiful. She's going to kill herself. She's totally healthy. And how sick these people are and how they get off on it and how BlackRock and Bill Gates are right at the center of it. So that's a long intro. How did you wake up? Give us the 35,000-foot view. What's happening in the U.S.? How do we oppose this? Where is this all going?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad we could talk about this. So I woke up in 2021 when a veteran was offered MAID, and this is not a facetious problem. It's not MAIDs. It's MAID, medical assistance in dying in the United States. It's physician assisted suicide. The only difference between them and us, you guys and them, is that in Canada, we use two different IVs. We use two different MAID kits that are listed on the NIH website. They all include a paralytic because we paralyze you, because if you don't paralyze the individual, it's like lethal injection in America, the person will convulse. So you have people like Dying with Dignity and Compassion and Choices. The reason I got into this is because they offered a friend of mine when he was asking help for a TBI and post-traumatic stress disorder. I am somebody who has those issues, so I thought that was insanely offensive. So what had happened is this was dropped on my lap, and I knew I had to take a stance on it. And of course, I'm anti-killing, I'm anti-suicide. And so let's just talk about the United States really quickly, because this is very important. Most people think this is a Canadian issue. This is not a Canadian issue. This is a global issue. Like you said, this is a WEF agenda. It's been spoken about by Bill Gates. So let's talk about the expansion. Right before I came on the show, I thought it was 10 states and one jurisdiction. Turns out it's so much worse than that. We now have Hawaii.
That's how fast it's moving.
Yeah.
So since we talked 2 days ago, it's already moved. I mean, this is like, so here's the big announcement.
Yeah.
The government murdering you beyond euthanasia is now in the U.S. Red alert.
Yeah, it's been here for a hot minute. I've been trying to tell everyone for years. No one's paying attention. So let's talk about the states that are actively killing people. And by killing people, I mean we're not euthanizing you like we are in Canada. What we are actually doing is we are giving you a cup filled with a poison, and the poison is you are supposed to drink it. We have deaths on record of upwards of 137 hours to die. It is not peaceful. It's not compassionate. You have Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, brand new one, by the way. Illinois just passed. You saw that come up on the screen. Montana, ironically, Republicans all voted for this. New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington states. And with the medical error in the United States being the third leading cause of death, you are using this to cover up those deaths, because the dead don't talk, they don't complain, they don't cause you to have any need to spend money on their pensions, on their disability. And they're expanding. Not only are they expanding, Alex, is we have individuals that are lobbying your United States government. I sat down with the United States State Department, and they said to me, we had no clue this was happening to the extent in which it was, but here we are. And so what we're seeing now is 20 other states have put bills forward that they are looking to expand. So this is not just going to be a blue state problem. Now we are running into the red states, because it's a cost-saving measure. Currently in Canada, this is across the board, we have track one and track two. Let me be very clear. Track one is for terminally ill only. You have to have an irremediable and grievous condition that neither the government will be willing to explain or break down what it actually means. That came in 2016. It was supposed to be compassionate and empathetic. Track two started in 2021. Track two is for non-foreseeable death. Alex, I currently qualify as track two. We've had individuals with diabetes and hearing loss who have qualified. We have friends of mine like Roger Foley who are sitting in hospitals in London, Ontario.
So if you have cataracts, they'll kill you.
Oh, absolutely. And so here's where
they could just give you surgery.
Right. And so here's where
you got people, they won't give surgeries and then kill.
Right. And so we'll talk about Joe Lane from Saskatchewan here soon, that Glenn Beck is flying down to America to get a surgery because Saskatchewan will not provide it and does not have an endocrinologist. But what I do want to point out is, and this is very, very important, in 2027, March of 2027, we are expanding to the mentally ill only, meaning veterans, homeless, vulnerable, addicts. And the fun fact that Dying with Dignity, these people who are these pro-death cults that attack me on every different platform saying I'm an idiot and I'm a liar and I'm misinformation, they're saying that we don't do this. Well, we have people on record in Toronto. We have people.
I've even seen the newscasts and all the recordings where like, I don't want to die. No, you need to. Here, sign the paperwork.
Absolutely. And that's the only solution they're giving to these problems. This is not just an issue around.
Well, we won't give you your back pain. Your back's broken.
Right.
We won't give you a surgery, but right. We'll kill you. I mean,
absolutely. And we'll do it. And here's how they do it, right? So this is the way that they think this is compassion, empathetic. So they're going to lie you down in a chair somewhere. Ellen Wee, by the way, the most prolific killer in Canada. She has been a MAID doctor since 2016. Danielle Smith of Alberta, the premier of Alberta that people are ranting and raving about, which I love what she's doing, but here's what she just did. She just appointed the new public head of health for Alberta. He has been killing people since 2016. He's a MAID doctor. All he does is kill people. He wakes up every morning and go, how do I kill more people? This is also Ellen Wiebe. When you want to take a look at this, we have a problem. Do you remember how you were ranting and raving a long time ago about organs? They're going to steal the organs. They're going to buy the organs. Well, Canada now, Health Canada is now sponsoring the Canadian Blood Services to partner with CanMap, the Canadian Association of MAID Practitioners. They are even, I'll tell you why, they're the ones that are training all of your doctors and your nurses. So here's the numbers. Since 2016 has happened, Canada has killed over 92,000 vulnerable Canadians to date as of the end of last year.
And they're just gearing up.
And so here's a study that they pointed out. The Canadian press went after me after I went.
My point is, I've seen the numbers. They admit that that was a beta test.
Oh, there's a beta test.
So 90-something thousand is just the test.
And that's a small city. So let's take it even further to this step. So there was a study done by Western University, and they did an entire mock-up of what the Canadian government means to save and to actually kill. I said this on Jillian Michaels. They tried to discredit. When the journalists and the individuals who wrote this paper came out and stated that this was a if situation, it's no longer an if, because these bills are on the table. In March of 2027, we're expanding to the mentally ill. And the AMMED report and the United Nations have come forward and stated that they are actually looking to expand to mature minors, which are children down to the age of 12. We know this.
Because and just to interrupt, they finally, though, earlier this year, had a balk when the Maine Physician Association kind of said, hey, we might not want to kill kids when the state is the guardian.
Right.
They said, oh, we'll put it off 2017, but am I correct? They still snuck it back.
Oh, they're trying so hard to put it on the floor. And the reason we know this is because CanMap does a conference every single year, and they're dumb enough to put all of the names of their speakers up there. Here's what's a kicker for so many people, and they hate when I say it, so let's say it nice and loud. There's an individual named Adam that runs Sick Kids Hospital, and he actually did a conference at CanMap last year where he did an entire talk advocating for mature minors, which is down to the age of 12. Now,
that's where they take away the age of consent for pedophilia or everything, where they can then trick kids.
Yes. And so here's where it gets worse. In 2022, in the National Post article, the head of the College of Physicians of Quebec suggested we should be killing 0 to 1 for spinal bifida, for Down syndrome, and for all of these other ailments.
Slow down on that. That's pure eugenics.
This has been eugenics from the start, since 2016. In 1990, when Dying with Dignity was created, which is the CEO, Helen Long, they love when I say their names, when they actually came forward, they said, we're going to keep lobbying. So here's what's absolutely insane. I broke this last week on my Substack. I got a hold of a FOIA document. And in 2021, we have current sitting Elizabeth May, MP, in our parliament right now working. I have documents that I sent to your team here. When you look at the FOIA, you have multiple MPs and individuals lobbying the government illegally and stating, this individual, a non-resident, non-citizen, non-taxpayer of Canada, we're going to bring her into the country and we're going to maid her, even though it's illegal.
So it's now making it a government murder destination.
Oh, it's always been.
And by the way, I saw another statistic you talked about. I looked at it, was true.
Yeah.
And again, like, the big thing killing black people is abortion. Like, half the blacks get aborted.
Right.
But it's self-hating whites, we know that, mainly on all the drugs and under the control, and liberals. It's mainly liberals.
Yes.
And what, 94% white people kill themselves?
96% white people. Yep, 96% of
the. So not only are white liberals not having kids, they're all killing themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are literally in a cult.
Well, what happens when you bring in
white liberals are kind of a problem. Okay, maybe this is good.
Well, it's because.
I'm sorry. I'm joking. Why would the liberal leftist government be killing all the liberals? I mean, this is literally a death cult.
Because this is what happens when you bring in 1.2 million people last year alone from India, Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and you say, you know what? We're going to give you tax. Whereas up here on the document.
So say that again. 96% of the people they're killing are white.
Are white. Last year alone was 16,499. The year before that was 15,341. The year before that was over 10,000. So we are constantly, 13,000.
And they use psychological warfare to rope you into it.
And here's why they do it and how they do it. Out of all of the MAID assessors and practitioners, I call them killers, we have 1,800 in the country. And roughly 300 of those people are doing all of the killing. And this new head of public
health. That was my next question. Yeah. People ask, why is she excited? That's how I am. When you learn this, you want to warn people. So I'm glad you're so far. And I got to tell you, I've researched this. You're dead on and know more than I do about it. But if you go back, if you looked at the Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he was their original post. So I was watching PBS in high school, like 17 here in Austin. I'll never forget it. And he was on 60 Minutes. Or it was PBS. It was one of the two. I think it was 60 Minutes. And he was talking about how much he loves death and the Grim Reaper. We got to find that little interview. You guys find Jack Kevorkian. I think it was 60 Minutes. It was 60 Minutes because I watched at my grandparents' house. They lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I love demons.
Yep.
And he goes, I painted all of these demons eating babies with my own blood. And it's demons eating babies. We can show it because it's cartoon, but it's pornographic. It's babies coming out of women with a demon, a devil eating the baby.
Oh, shocking.
But I'm just saying, so knowing about these scientists, because I know about a lot of the abortion people, it's come out, not all of them, but some of them, it turns out, are Satanists.
Yeah.
And they do it because they want to, it's before they can do evil. But did you know about Kevorkian basically being a Satanist?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, type in Jack Kevorkian's artwork. I mean, it is scary as hell.
It's very dark.
So I'm just saying, this is a Satan. So here, long question.
Yeah.
So knowing how it's a handful of these doctors that get off on it, what's their MO?
Well, here's the thing. They're the most compassionate, most empathetic, the most beautiful. They don't want to have you suffer because how dare you, Kelsey?
But they paint demons eating babies.
Well, I mean, because this is what happens. Literally, Ellen Weeb, the most prolific maid provider in the country, has killed, and I'm not exaggerating, I've been in the room in Salt Spring Island when she admitted to killing over 1,000 people, bragging how she was doing it and going into Jewish nursing homes when they did not qualify and killing them and getting away with it. She currently has 2 criminal cases against her.
Seen the famous cases where 98% of violent crime is men, except in medical stuff. It's this weird subgroup of nurses that like to kill babies.
Well, so here's what's crazy. Those are called healthcare serial killers. Dr. Christopher Lyon out of York University, dear friend.
So these are healthcare serial killers that are creating illegal.
Yes, and do you know how they get away with it? It's a self-reporting system in Canada. So say you kill a bunch of people illegally, you go over to the next hospital. Well, that doesn't follow you. Nobody knows about it. And try to get a doctor charged with it.
And they got fellow cult members on the bioethics board.
Well, it's not a shock. Look at MAID. Look at MAID in general. It is run by CanMap.
Well, let me explain the heart of this. My dad was top of his class at 14 and won a bunch of awards. So he got put in Plan 2, you know, where you're in college as a kid. Mm-hmm. And he thought he was signed up for a NASA feeder program.
Okay.
And they sent him as his first job at 14 to MD Anderson Cancer Research.
Mm.
So when I'm growing up, my dad's telling me about this since he got out of it later. He figured out what it was. It was DARPA. But I didn't work for the CIA guys. It was DARPA. It was above that. And he said it was all just to see with young people who would kill people.
Yeah.
Because these people had signed up with their lives with terminal cancer. And he would watch these scientists inject people and kill them. And he said, like, basically have orgasms while they killed them.
And so we have records of that, right? So
okay, so my dad saw this.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me.
And they were trying to, like, Bill Gates people got put in those programs and liked it. Fauci liked it.
Yeah.
My dad got out of it.
So here's a great example. Dr. Stephanie Green is one who started CanMap.
That's why Fauci says kill hundreds of beagles, remove their larynxes, put flesh-eating worms on them. Yeah. They go, what's the matter? He's like, we're just seeing if you'll do it.
We'll just see if we'll do it. Because it's see how far we can push.
It's a ritual.
Body. Absolutely. Let's see how far we can push the human body. And so this is the thing that I try to explain.
I don't keep interrupting you. I'm just backing you up.
Please, please.
But I'm just saying, folks, like what I said about my dad sounds crazy. You're not a witness, so you don't know if it's true. The beagle thing is true.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are we killing beagles? To see if you'll, I mean, look, people sliding into hell. See if you can find the demon eating the baby. This is Kevorkian's artwork. This is the guy that loves you and wants to kill you because he loves you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead.
No. I want to point these things out because it's so damn important for people to understand. They are targeting the most vulnerable. We now have FOIA documents pointing out that some of these doctors have gotten a hold of the locations of the list of the nursing home individuals who are on wait lists so they can target them. So
they show up like literal grim reapers.
Dying with dignity.
Wraiths.
Wait until your family has left the hospital room and creep their ass in. And they will be like, you know, Alex.
They've been recorded. You're not just, you have all the recordings.
I have audio recordings. I have audio recordings. I have videos. I've written testimonies. I have over 20 veterans. I testified in the Senate about a month ago. Okay. I testified on the very first veterans.
So there's murdering ghouls.
Absolutely.
And they're everywhere.
And they're all your healthcare practitioners. And here's the thing.
What do they get out of the killing the person?
So they, well, power? Well, they, first off, think about this. A-type people who have got control, have got power. They want to say, you know what? We're the right ones. We're the ones that can control.
It's about playing God.
Of course it's playing God. And this, I literally did a Substack calling when doctors play God in Canada. And so this is what's happening. The difference between doctors in America and the difference between doctors in Canada and the rest of the globe, because you have Denmark, Belgium.
Now, my dad said he figured out from being there, he said not all of them, but the head ones. He was like, this is all where they can kill people.
This is all they do. I've been in the room where they have in Salt Spring Island at a meeting. Ellen Weeb rolled into over 165 plus liberals and was like, you know what? We have to combat misinformation. Give us $30 because Kelsey's so crazy. They literally have sent people to all of the hospitals and universities in the country.
Glad you care, but imagine you're the bad person because you don't want to torture beagles to death.
Do you know what's really funny? I talked to Michael Malice about this yesterday. He did a quote in his White Pill book, and it was an individual, and it was really important because it nailed it on the head for me, and I just want to quote it because it's one of my, by far, like...
I want you to read it, but all of us want to see a sunset, eat a cheeseburger.
That's it.
And these people want to kill you.
Yeah, and so he wrote about this guy named Richard Collins. He goes, we have the right to lie because we are the future and we are the good guys. That's what Dying with Dignity thinks they are. That's what Compassion and Choices in America thinks that they are.
By the way, I'm sorry. Go back to Kevorkian. A devil mouth, a skeleton feeding a dying person it's eating into its mouth. That is who these people are.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Sorry, keep going.
No, but here's the other crazy part is they are taking and using your organs. You are not wrong. We now have reports of people being killed, made by organ donation. And so you know
that. You know where I learned that? From my dad.
Well, it's not a surprise. I've heard you talk about this for years.
Yeah.
So when I started stumbling on this a few months ago, that research paper I was just telling you about, this is really important to focus on. Let me tell you why. Because in the next 20 years, if it expands, even though it is already planned to expand, they are expected to save $1.273 trillion on not providing healthcare. And here's what's even crazier. As the law sits today, without an expansion, Canada is saving $117 billion by not providing palliative care or hospice. They are already killing so many people, and we are on track to do over 100,000.
And once you sell culture to kill the weak, it expands to everybody. This is a known... Hitler first started... with mentally retarded children in 33, and then look where it went.
Difficult eaters, children that struggle. And here's what's crazy, and here's how...
Yeah, next they were killing kids that were getting C minuses.
Right, and here's how they're killing them, though, and how they're getting them.
Same thing in the U.S. with eugenics.
It's not a surprise. This is eugenics. Dying with dignity has...
Now, did you know if you got a C minus once in, like, Georgia or Washington State, Bill Gates' dad ran it, they would sterilize you, even to the 80s.
None of this is a shock to me because I'm so in this subject now. Dying with Dignity has made a children's book, a children's coloring book. So this is not happening in hospitals. They want your family members to
watch. So they're not just giving your five-year-old a book about Santa's married to a man.
No.
They're teaching you how to... Tell me about this. Oh, they're teaching kids how to die? Wow.
Yeah, so on Dying with Dignity's own website, you guys can download a children's coloring book. And here's what they do, Alex. They bring you into a room. They bring all of your family in to witness it. They put two IVs in your arms. They push the drugs. And your lungs, after you are given the paralytic, go into a pulmonary edemic state. I said this on Jordan Peterson.
So they involve your family with the murder?
Absolutely. They want you to see it. They want you to... And you're going to fight it.
It's a cult.
This is right. It's a death cult.
And they know you then join the cult and support it because you have so much guilt.
Right.
Because the Stockholm Syndrome, you become a servant of it because you can't admit it's wrong.
Exactly. And that is where we're at in the country. So let's just be clear. Canada, U.S., Belgium, Australia, New Zealand.
No, I totally agree. The transgender thing is stalling out.
Yes.
Now they're launching kill your kids.
Absolutely. And that's coming. So it's not in law yet. So let's be very careful to say killing kids is not in law yet.
But let's be clear. I've talked to you, not just you, but leading experts have said, the transgender thing, they'll still have their limited cult. They're going to go underground now, not push it, but they've got their big chunk of people to kill and maim and brainwash. But now they're going to turn that off and move to killing everybody.
So, and here's what's even crazier. In Colorado, there was an individual who was just given made not that long ago. She was given physician-assisted suicide. So I give you the cup, I fill you with the poison, you drink the poison. All she had was anorexia. They're calling it terminal anorexia. You can't heal from anything anymore, Alex.
And notice how they legally get you to kill yourself.
Absolutely.
A binary weapon. Here's half the poison. Now you join in it.
That's right. And so in Canada, we remove the responsibility by putting two IVs in your arms and allow the doctor. So this is how the Christian Catholic groups get around this. They say, Kelsey, you know what? My doctors...
Hold on, stay there. How do people find you?
Everywhere. You can find me everywhere. Kelsey Sharon everywhere. Substack, YouTube, the Kelsey Sharon.
Kelsey Sharon. K-E-L-S-I-S-H-E-R-E-N. Stay with us.
All right.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexShowStore.com, and that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, taking on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off, back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock,
40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.